I've been involved with digital printing since 1996. I was one of the early adopters with both Indigo and Zycon. Built up two digital companies. I sold to larger concerns and ran their companies. And then in 2000, I started PrintSure. And PrintSure initially was producing prototypes utilizing digital printing. That's all we do. We are only manufacturing for the last 16 years is digital output. We do prototypes. It's very high value. Just as an example, our material costs for this are probably no more than 5 to 7%. So it's a lot of high value. We do not have a sales force per se. We use our website and done a lot of work on search engine optimization to generate leads. We do no cold calling at all. We've been very, very fortunate through a lot of hard work and good personnel working with me to develop that. The prototyping, and it's all package prototyping, from flexible packaging, folding cartons, we have digital die cutting also. It's all very quick turnaround, 24 to 48 hours. A lot of it going to trade shows, a lot for presentations being made, as I kind of commented the last day or two, that are made at most of them in Bentonville at Walmart. But what that's done is it's driven from our customer base, they've driven us into producing short runs. Primarily short runs of cartons and of recent times flexible packaging. So we've gone, and for what it's worth too, for the last 16 years, we've always made money right from the get-go. We've been pushed into a larger arena of short runs, but it's still a niche spot. And as such, we don't really feel that we have to, or we are competing with other larger printers. As a matter of fact, we have other printers that are our clients also. So it's been an exciting time. The last 16 years, I'm one of the ones that feel, is there risk for all of you potentially to get involved in digital printing? Yeah, sure, there's risk. There's business risk. On the other hand, there's more risk if you don't get involved with it.